The conventional wisdom is that the current economic recovery has been incredibly sluggish relative to prior economic recovery cycles. But according to two of the world's most prominent economists, the American economy has actually been doing reasonably well compared with what one might expect after a major financial crisis. The two economists, Carmen Reinhart and Kenneth Rogoff, both from Harvard and both financial crisis historians, recently presented their study at an annual meeting of the American Economic Association. The two analysts reject comparisons with regular post-war American recoveries and instead examine 100 major or systemic financial crises that have occurred over the past two centuries, both in and out of the United States. The study, recently featured in the New York Times, found that relative to prior American financial crises, the American economy is recovering quite well. During nine prior major financial crises in the U.S., gross domestic product declined on average by 9%. During the most recent financial crisis, gross domestic product declined by 5%. Moreover, during those prior financial crises, it had required an average of nearly 7 years for the economy to fully regain output levels. This time around, it took six. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.